So it's kind of your wake-up call. It's your wake-up call that, number one, if you know where you're meant to go, if you know what you're destined for, then believe it. Trust me, believe it. And number two, back up that belief with a whole lot of action.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chris Harder Show, where today I'm grateful for our California beach home. If you do or don't know, Lori and I spend part of our time in California every year. We have a beach house here in Corona del Mar, and we just freaking love it when we're here. Like, pinnacle happiness, 10 out of 10. And if you're like, where is this coming from? I start every single one of my solo shows with what I'm grateful for as a reminder for you to stop and acknowledge what you're grateful for, because I really believe that what you don't stop and take inventory of, you actually might as well not even have it all to begin with. And so many of us have crossed so many finish lines in life. We forgot to stop and acknowledge. So that's my way of getting you to pause and show some gratitude to the finish lines you've crossed, or the things you're proud of, or just the blessings that you have in your life right now. And today's podcast is a little bit about that. It's a little bit about when you know deep inside that you're meant to have an extraordinary life. Like, when you know, I'm talking a physical feeling, an absolute knowing. A lot of people I talk to that have totally crushed it in life, they say they've known this since they were a kid. I know I've known it since I was a kid. Even when my circumstances didn't match my reality, I could still feel where I was going to end up. Even when I was facing like the worst of the worst, even when Lori and I were starting over from below zero financially back in 08, 09, I still knew, like, deep down in my soul, how my life was going to turn out, what level of success we were destined for. Now, I didn't have all the evidence I needed at the time, but I had a knowing, and that knowing turned into an absolute, like, reason to push, a reason to drive towards it. It was a destination. And I think if you have a destination and you're willing to go for that destination, then sooner or later, you're going to figure out how to get there. But the truth is, even if right now your circumstances don't match your dreams, it doesn't mean you're not destined for them. Let me repeat that. This is the most important thing I can say to you today. Even though right now your circumstances may not match your dreams, it does not mean that you are not destined for them. They may not be here yet. They may not have arrived as soon as you want them to arrive. But damn it, if you don't stop your hustle, if you don't stop trying, then I promise, one way or another, you're going to find your way there. And really, this podcast is for everyone that has that deep knowing. If you don't have that deep knowing, and I don't mean if you don't doubt yourself once in a while, we all doubt ourselves once in a while, let me be clear. But you know what I mean, right? Again, a lot of successful people I talk to, they've kind of known since they were a kid that they were going to turn out successful. I've known since I was a kid, growing up in a town of 7,000 people in northern Wisconsin, that I was going to be successful. I didn't have any evidence yet, but damn it, I had a knowing. Lori, who grew up in an even smaller town in the middle of freaking nowhere, Upper Michigan, in a family that had claimed bankruptcy twice and had no financial education or wherewithal and zero evidence that she was going to turn out successful, also had a knowing deep down that she was going to be successful. And this podcast is for you if you have that knowing. If you had it when you're a kid, if you had it when you're a young adult, if you have it right now, if you have that knowing, then this is the episode where I remind you that it's okay for your current circumstances not to match what your knowing tells you to be true and what is on its way. So how do you get there? First, you have to acknowledge if you know that this knowing is inside of you. And then if you do, if you feel it, then you still have to do the work to bring it into reality. These two things go hand in hand. You won't do the work to bring it into reality if you don't have the knowing. And if you have the knowing and you don't do the work, then it won't also come into reality. So it's kind of your wake-up call. It's your wake-up call that, number one, if you know where you're meant to go, if you know what you're destined for, then believe it. Trust me, believe it. And number two, back up that belief with a whole lot of action, even if it's a lot of the wrong actions that then teach you what the right ones are. Even if it's a lot of wrong left turns so that you know to make the right turns. Even if it's just chocked full of lesson after lesson, kick in the ass after kick in the ass. Those are all steps that tell you what to do better next time. I've been through it. Lori's been through it. If you're going through it, then that's good. That's feedback. Fail faster, as they say. I still do the work because where I know that Lori and I are destined to go, we're not even close to yet. We're talking like liquid multiple nine figures, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's where I know that we're going. But our current circumstances don't match that dream. Our current reality doesn't match that dream. So how do I know? Well, I know because of two things. One, I have a physical feeling, like inside, I know that's where I'm going to go. And number two, I know that I'm doing the right type of work to get there. And a lot of the work to get to hundreds of millions of dollars doesn't look any different than the work it takes to get to your first $1 million or your first $10 million or your first $20 million. The work looks like this. I still wake up every single day and I roll over and I wake up Lori to a mantra. I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday. And I make her say it back to me. That's what got us to like our first million. And that's what's going to get us past 100 million. Setting the tone right away for how I want to see the day. And I come down and I grab my coffee and I put on a book about money or a book about money mindset. You guys would laugh at some of the books that I put on in the morning. Like books by, how can I even say it? Like authors you wouldn't think I would ever read about money mindset or about finances. Because I want to consume as much of that positive propaganda as possible. And then podcasts on business. When I'm working out, if I'm not with my trainer, I'm listening to podcasts on business by people who have already accomplished what I want to accomplish. I'm not learning from people who have not gone there. I'm not learning from theory. I'm learning from the people who have already gone and they're willing to share this information for free. I say, if it's out there for free, I'm going to consume as much of it as humanly possible. And I do every single day. And when I say I do the work, I mean, I'm constantly filtering my inner circle and that next tier around me and that next tier around me. I'm constantly filtering it to weed out anyone who detracts from my goals and my dreams and insert and accumulate anyone who adds to my goals and my dreams. And I am unapologetic about it. Matter of fact, I am in my get the hell out of my way era. I am in my I don't have time for anyone who's not running at the same pace as me era. I am in my, you know, get out of the way if you're going to doubt me era, or if you're not going to add fuel to my journey era. And I'm unapologetic about that. And not only does it feel great, to be honest, it feels aligned and it feels exciting. So you got to ask yourself, are you doing the work for your inner circle? Replacing the people who are detracting from your goals with people who help you attract your goals. Are you being diligent about who you learn from? Are you being diligent about who you listen to? Are you being diligent about who you take advice from? I'm upgrading that circle of influence every single day with people who have already gone first. I've got multiple billionaire mentors that I've either invested in or that I've created friendships with. And I'm not afraid to ask them for advice. Not afraid to say, let's grab coffee. Not afraid to say, can I swing by the house and talk about this situation? Would you go left or would you go right? And you guys can't be afraid to ask for advice from those who have gone first either. Or you're just going to continue to poke around in the dark the entire time. Here's another way I'm still doing the work. I expect a better performance out of myself every single day compared to the day prior. I'm not trying to beat anyone else out there. If that drives you, great. It doesn't drive me, actually. I'm not trying to chase somebody down. I don't have anybody in mind. I'm not trying to be better than this person or that person. I believe a rising tide lifts all ships, and there's more than enough to go around for everybody. And if somebody else has more than me, as long as I've met my goals, I am so cool with that. But I am trying to beat myself every single day. I try to get better physically every single day, especially lately. I try and get better mentally every single day. I try and get better at social media every single day. I try and get better at sales every single day. I try and get better as a leader every single day. I try and get better as a husband every single day. I try and get better as a person, as a son, as a brother. I try and get better in every one of those aspects every single day. And I don't say that lightly. I don't say that in theory. I mean, I literally do the work in order to do that. I make sure I make that a priority. What does that look like? Well, for example, I'm coming up on the annual trip where I take mom on a weeks-long vacation, the migration from her Arizona home back to her Wisconsin home. And instead of just making it a straight shot, I take a few extra days and we turn it into a vacation. That's me trying to be a better son than I was yesterday. I try to voice note her every single day. Hey, mom, here's what I'm up to today. Thought you might be interested in this. What are you up to? It's things like that. Some are big gestures. Some are small gestures. But I don't stop trying to be better in every category than I was yesterday. That's kind of like the mantra I wake up to. I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, and more fit than I was yesterday. I literally try to live out that mantra. I don't just say it loosely. I say it and then I do the work to achieve it. Another way I'm doing the work, I use cheat codes. Like, I just got on testosterone therapy and it's the greatest thing on the planet. That's a cheat code. And the only reason I didn't get on it earlier is Lori and I were making tons of embryos in order to do IVF and all that stuff. And it's not recommended that you're on it while you're doing all that. But now I'm on it and I feel like $1 trillion. Like I can work all day long and conquer the world and have 100 out of 10 drive again. That's a cheat code. Peptides, that's a cheat code. Getting the right people around you, that's a cheat code. Asking people for the shortcut or to collaborate, that's a cheat code. Getting investors in your idea so it speeds up, that's a cheat code. I'm not afraid to use the cheat codes, but so many of you are. So many of you have stories built around the cheat codes. Heck, getting a cleaner so you're not doing the cleaning around your house or the laundry, that's a cheat code. But a lot of you are hung up on, oh, I do it all myself. Maybe getting a nanny or getting better childcare is a cheat code. But you're hung up on, well, I want to be the best parent I can be. Sometimes that doesn't mean physically being around all the time. Sometimes that means providing, you going out and showing what it looks like to hit your dreams and providing an even better opportunity for your children, for your significant other. This is how I still do the work so that even though my circumstances don't currently match my dreams, I know I'm going to get there. And if you've got that knowing inside, like I do, if you have that feeling inside, like Lori does, if you have that certainty of where you're going to end up, but no freaking idea of what the path is going to look like in order to get there, then guess what? Welcome to the club. You're on your way. Just make sure your work matches your dreams. Thanks for listening. You know, I love and appreciate you. Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you helped me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.